Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I do want to extend a bright and a very beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to join Angelic Channeler, Peter Hansen, and myself. We're going to discuss the future of living. So welcome home, Luminous Light Leaders. This is your safe haven. It is a sacred space. It is a sanctuary for connection, comfort, oneness, renewal, and restoration. It is a unity community to empower you and provide solutions and relief and energetic resources to really light you up and assist you on your journey of awakening and expansion and evolution. I do want to ask my favorite question, and that is, what is the best that could happen today? Well, let's intend to feel the pure expression of light and love and support that is flowing here between all of us as we open our hearts and really allow ourselves to hear and receive all of the information, the messages, and the energy that will enhance every aspect of our journey as we move further into this wonderful, interesting, exciting new year of 2021. I want to encourage you to set a personal intention for what you wish to experience today. My personal intention with our gathering and journey is to be a clear instrument of the divine in selfless service for miracles to unfold, and for soulfully soothing energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, or welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. So thank you for being with us. I encourage you to just sit back and relax, breathe, open, and receive. Very grateful to have Peter here with me today. He is a really brilliant embodiment of the divine masculine and divine feminine. He is intelligent. He is humble. He is kind and supportive. He is an ascension guide of the highest caliber, and he really just wants to help you shine your light. He is well known for his abilities as an accomplished psychic angelic channeler, utilizing his unique connection with Archangel Gabriel. Today, we're going to talk about aligning to the dreams, to your dreams, and really creating an accord with that, accessing and being your own source of universal wisdom. We'll talk about the heart of true unconditional love, plus new perspectives on life and purpose and health and wealth and relationships and much more. We will be taking some live callers later, so press star 2 to raise your hand to be considered for that. And now, let's get started. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love and light and joy to Peter as I welcome him to the show. So, Peter, welcome, my friend.
Thank you, Carrie, so much for having me. I'm so excited to be a part of this. You know, it's like it's a part of supporting and giving back to humanity. And it's nice to connect with others like yourself, you know, who's doing so much, you know, and putting yourself at service. I really appreciate and honor that.
Yeah, this is your first time, Peter, here with me, so it's exciting to to really highlight you and celebrate you with this beautiful, it's a really beautiful community, Peter, and hopefully you get to know a lot of these beings moving forward. But since it's your first time here, let's talk a little bit about your connection with the angels, and I know you had a near-death experience years ago. Do you want to talk a little bit about that just to let people know about your journey?
It was a big life changer for me when I was 21. I was in a car accident, and I went into a coma for 10 days and cracked my head open, and I left my body, and I had a out-of-body experience beyond anything before. You know, of course, I could see the silver lining up to my spirit, you know, my light body leaving my physical body, and just making a 180 in everything going on in my life. At the time, I was in a standstill, so to speak, you know, and it was like sometimes our human self needs a universal 4x4 to get us back on track or to open up our eyes or awaken again, you know, and that's really what happened. And I did make a 180, and it was insane. It was like things just aligned in new directions, and I was guided to move to the United States, to California, which I did not long after, and started a new part of my ascension journey there. It was like I had to leave the old self behind and venture out and not only find myself, but also like allowing the world to see another part of myself that, you know, was hidden behind layers of up on layers, you know, in the past, you know, because of, you know, the collective or humanity, you know, it's so easy to put people in a box, you know, like this is what you do, you know, like it's like
right.
kind of thing, you know, like, but you know, that you really need to break out of it. You have to kind of travel outside of your circle, you know, to fully allowing yourself to expand and to be and not feeling judged or keep up with any old stories or, you know, identities and so forth, you know. So that was a big breaking point for me. Of course, there was an exit point as well. I could have left, but a part of that, not to go too much into it, is that while I was in the hospital and while I was in a coma, I had visions. I had the elevator experience where I went up with two guys dressed in white taking me up to the top floor and opening up. We did not go leave, you know. We stayed. They closed the doors again, and I went back down with the message of, you are not leaving. You have so much more to do, you know. And it was like, it will be guided to you, you know, like, so trust the plan. And
yeah,
I didn't know about the plan at the time.
We still don't really know, do we? It just kind of continues to unfold. Wow, Peter, I had a very similar near-death experience in 1997, so I can understand. I mean, it completely changed things for me, and it opens up a whole new world. And so for you, did you know immediately that you had this strong connection with the angelic realm? Did that happen instantly, or did that come later?
It kind of, I had the aha moments later, because at first it was that, you know, you're trying to fit in to this physical body and this identity of who you were before, after spending 10 days in the divine, in the light, and then I came out and I felt amazing. I was like, my physical body was not, but I was, you know, my mind, my spirit, you know, and many people was questioning that, like, why are you so happy? Like, you know, you just went through a horrible accident, but, you know, I was in coming out of the light, you know, it was just so magical. It was like going home and coming back in. So what was your question again? Sorry, I think I lost track. Yeah.
Yeah, in terms of your connection to the angelic realm and Archangel Gabriel, when did that begin to open up?
When I traveled to California, which is the West Coast, and there's a lot of synchronicities with Archangel Gabriel there. But I had a vision. I had a deep meditation, guided meditation with a healer at the time, a psychic. And I was also like hypnotherapy session at the same time. And we went back to past lifetimes and reconnected aspects of myself, but also seeing those deep connections and guidance that I was getting. And it was like you were speaking through me, like being me almost, you know. So it was like that, and that kind of like put everything into perspective. And then when you start to channel that energy and you have the answers to your availability, you know, and you learn to use that and channel that, it brought in all these energies and all this remembrance, you know, and it was like, it was magical. And learning, allowing me to align with those angelic frequencies and implement it in my own life at first, and then use that to help others going forward, you know, and it was a life changer, you know, when you started to reconnect with those parts of yourself. But back to the question, and like, essentially it did start when I went back for those 10 days and then came back in, you know.
Well, so let's move forward and talk about this past year of 2020. Now we're in 2021, and it was a pretty powerful year. Let's talk about what's going on from your perspective. I mean, this shift in human consciousness. And what is your perspective on what's happening on our planet right now?
Well, everything that takes place is a reflection, is a mirror of what's going on within. So in a sense, you know, we all have our own universes. You have yours, I have mine. And we are all in different places, different parts of our ascension journey. So your perspective is mirroring what's going on in the outside world, so to speak. You know, whatever's going in, as you are shifting your polarity from being a product of the environment to being the creator of your own reality. So coming back to 2020 and what's happening last year and what's continued to happening now is that all that old programming and all those old, you can call it matrix, or you can call it belief systems, are falling apart because they were not based on present moment awareness. They were based on either history or whatever the storyline was, you know, along the way, was serving the few or the many or whoever, you know, but not yours, basically, you know. So it was giving the power away. And as we take that power back, all those illusions have to fall, or they have to, you know, be dismantled, so to speak, you know. And that's what's happening. And we see that in the collective, because as we go through our ascension journey and our own personal ascension, first we learn to master our energy and learning to calibrate and you know, control our vibration and our thoughts and whatever we do, you know, when we learn to calibrate that and find a healthy balance with that of being in the flow, then we expand even more, and then we, you know, start to master the outside, which is the collective. So then that becomes our next job, to implement all the lessons and all the learnings and all the experiences we had on a bigger scale. So that's what's going on now, and that's a lot of people might not relate to that or understand that fully or fully comprehend that, but that's really like it's about perspective, you know. It's about how the point of view, you learn to shift that with everything you do. So not looking for anything on the outside like the human would, you know, waiting for something to be a certain way before you can move on or before you can make a decision, or it's just flopping that, you know. So you're coming from the heart, you're learning to live from the heart space, from your sacred consciousness, you being Christ consciousness, you being unconditional love, you being all that is, and all that is you. Is like you have to be the embodiment of the, you can say, the ideal or the where you want to go to get there. You know, you have to vibrate, you have to be it, you can't wait for something else to bring it to you, because it doesn't work that way.
So the topic title for us today was The Future of Living. So what does that mean to you? I mean, it is quite exciting if we look at the potentials on a personal level. Like you said, it's something that we have to choose. We have to choose a perspective. But so for you, what does that mean to you, the future of living, and what's possible?
Well, you know, we knew maybe 2% of what was possible before, you know. There were so many limitations and limits on how far and how big we could go. And that's a part of the future of living, learning to navigate that, learning to enforce that, to basically learn to live in the unknown, and to, you know, always being okay by keeping your energy in check at all times, so you are vibrating in a frequency where nothing on the outside is going to throw you off balance, so to speak. You know, you'll be okay regardless, and you're always okay because you're vibrating in a frequency where nothing is missing. You're already perfect. So learning to anchor that energy in and brought that in, bring that into the world, that is the future of living, is that we all start doing that. We all have individual timelines and ascension journey, you know, places we're at the moment, but it's really we all fill a spot, and we have a unique, you know, place in the collective ascension, where we all as important as anyone else. There's nobody that's more important than anyone other, you know. So it's really you just showing up and being at service and being your unique divine self at all times. And when we do, as you know, then, you know, there's nothing missing, because whatever you put your creative love and force into, you know, that manifests instantly, because there's no distraction, there's no limitation, there's like, it's just pure consciousness.
So being an angelic channeler, Peter, do you get guidance or information from the angels about you know, what's coming for us or what's going to happen this year as we move further into 2021?
I do, and most of it I'm getting, I was doing a channeling yesterday exactly with that question, you know, and it was like, trust the process, that kept telling me, and everything is going according to plan. A lot of the stuff going on right now is not only, not saying that the majority of the population wouldn't be able to handle it or comprehend it, but the fact if it was being released or if all of it was being released, it would just slow down the process. That was what they were saying, is that sometimes, like the corona, you know, the COVID, the whole thing, you know, it have multiple purposes. That is actually a part of the collective ascension. It's a part of that purpose, you know, like it's allowing people to be separated out and go through the upgrades and the ascension downloads individually without being too mingled together, you know. So it's allowing the individual ascension to happen, and which supports the collective ascension. So that's what they were saying. Like they really like trust your journey and trust what's going on, trust the plan. Everything is actually right on spot, you know, going exactly so, like it was supposed to. What's mm-hmm. happening in the collective right now with all the, I don't really follow the news, I do hear it a little bit here and there, you know, is that it's a multiple sources of information coming in and just creating this chaos. But it is mm-hmm. kind of, it's created from a consciousness of separation, so it cannot come with where we're going. So it kind of like, it shoots itself in the foot, you know, and that's why it breaks apart. It creates this chaos that people who might still resonate with that consciousness will feel defeated by it. They will feel drained from it. They will feel like their whole identity will be, they'll be questioning it, you know, because they were based right. on something that was not true, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't watch the news either, but I couldn't help this past week. I could kind of feel, you know, some of the chaos happening. I guess I could feel it also, and I could see certain things on Facebook or whatever, even with you know, the groups that are around me in communities like that. I could still hear and see and feel, you know, so much happening. And yet I feel it's our role to really focus on the possibilities. And like you said, really trust this process. And there's still so many changes that are happening, collectively, individually. A lot of the people I know, including myself, Peter, just seems like change, change, change. This is happening. This is happening. This is happening. And it's a matter of really, as you said, trusting and flowing. I just have to just keep flowing, flowing, flowing with everything, right? Let's shift into talking about your work and, you know, what happens when you're working with people. Like if someone comes to you and they're really experiencing perhaps some of the chaos that is possible to feel and experience out there, how do you help them or what happens in the work that you do?
The majority of my clients is mentorship clients these days, because I found that that's so much more beneficial, and it's a lot more fun for me too, because it's a longer journey with each client, where you see, you know, dismantling the old, you know, and, right. and reprogramming them. So basically, you know, clearing any blockages and do the healing. So the first part, the first third of the mentorship, you know, journey is really about clearing any obstacles, clearing all belief systems and habits, but identities too, because there's been invested so much energy into, like in the human concept, you know, who we are, you know, like who do we want, who are we comparing ourselves to, or who does the media tell us we have to be, or other people, you know, so learning to break that down so it's coming from the heart, it's not coming from the separation consciousness, learning to not feeding the one that actually depletes you or makes you feel drained. So pinpointing that and redirecting that, a lot of talk therapy at first, you know, but also healing and pinpointing really like this eight old scars. It could be past life scars. It could be from this lifetime. Usually there's always something like childhood, some kind of trauma, either from mother's side, father's side, or in any other way, you know, it could be many ways. So that you know, in a sense, the human might have dealt with it and thought, oh, that's okay, we're not going to deal with that anymore, and just, you know, hide it away in a sense. But mm-hmm. if it was never, if that belief system was never healed or went through it, you know, and shifted the aspect that created it in the first place, so to speak, you know, the consciousness it was existing in, then it will have to be released later, you know, so you don't make the same choices, because that's what happens, you know, a lot of times. Then every relationship after that, with men or with women or other ways, you know, like, it will reflect that same energy throughout, you know, most of the time. And you reach a point when you start to awaken, when you had enough. That's like, that's when people come to me, is like, you know, I don't want to do that anymore. I can see I'm self-sabotaging myself. And so really about allowing them, or allowing them to break down in a sense, you know, in a safe environment. I help them to release and tell their story, because the one part of the story they're telling you and the one I'm hearing and feeling and seeing from their higher self is a lot of times very different, you know. So I help them to see the higher version, and that actually allows them to release a lot of that, you know, density that was connected to that, you know. So they mm-hmm. they shift into a lighter vibration, where they then open up to more light coming in, but also to seeing more and feeling more and understanding more, because they start operating at a higher consciousness where they will not be blocked by the same blockages mm-hmm. that were blocked by it before. So allowing them to raise in consciousness, raise in vibration, which is, you know, connected, of course. So really teaching them to be their own vibration, you know, tuning themselves on a daily basis, you know, from moment to moment, you know, like always mm-hmm. being okay in each moment. That is the only place we can create, or we can, you know, really do anything, because that's all that exists. Everything else right. is illusion, future, past, you know. So it's teaching them to be and operate in zero point energy, or in the present moment awareness, you know. And seeing that, and then just tearing those programs and limitations down at first, you know. It's not a it's not a violent act, you know, it was like, it's very gentle, you know, like, it's just yes. as they can handle it. So and they, you are empowering them to actually do it, you know. So you're guiding them through that journey, so they won't go back and need somebody else to do it for them again later, you know. So mm-hmm. it's gone for mm-hmm. good, so it's fully being erased and ceased to exist. And then coming into aligning and fully activating your higher self, and that daily integration and reprogramming techniques, where I give them tools how to not repeat the past, you know, with outer relationships, like how you react to family members, colleagues, partners, so forth, you know, like mm-hmm. don't create the same. Learn to become the conscious creator, you know, and align with what you want to experience, you know, instead of bringing in the old or bringing in, you know, the drama or the pain.
Yeah. So when you said you're able to see their higher potential, or this higher identity, for you, Peter, is it something that you see psychically, or is it something you feel or hear? How does that happen for you?
It's a little bit of all of it. As you activate all the multidimensional senses, you know, where before, like, you know, clairvoyance and all that, they were like separated, but as they're all activating fully, and you do the full soul retrieval, and you fully activating all those senses, they become one. So it's a feeling, it's a knowing, it's a, you know, it's just playing out in front of me. I see it, it shows me in a sense, but I don't see it in pictures necessarily. Or I don't choose to, you know, I could, but it's really like the vibration is like light language, you know, it's like, there's so much information within that light, you know, within that light language, within that vibration they're speaking, you know. That's how I kind of dissect it, you know, and I can see, and then I tap into the higher self, which is a very different story, and bring those two worlds together. So merging their human self with their soul, basically bring them back to their soul. And mm-hmm. people know what that feels like, because they were in the womb space, or, you know, we all come from the other side. So when you reconnect with that, it's very, it's grand, it's huge. It's like, you know, it's like you can't deny it. The human self might try to fight it, but there's parts of you that won't let go, you know. They're like, I got here, I want more, you know. They just kind of need to know what it feels like, to pick that and to choose that. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, and it feels so much better, right? When yes. And you have so many loyal clients, Peter. I know that the people that work with you really feel just your compassion and your generosity and your just your genuine nature with regard to everything that you share. I do want to take some live callers, and I'm going to look here in the webcast. We have quite a few people who wrote in. Let me go to some of these. Maria asked, she said, I've been told that the veil is lifting soon. She says, what is the veil and how will things be different when it's lifted? That's a good question, Maria. Peter, how do you answer that question?
Well, we kind of talked about it already. It's similar to, like, you know, you're operating in two different consciousness. So mm-hmm. one is very limited. It's based on separation consciousness where everything is happening to you. And the other one is where you are in the creator seat and you are aligned with your higher self and your soul. So in a sense, there's a veil, or there's a separation between, like, when you're in the one vibration, you can't see the other. So that's kind of the veil, but in a bigger sense, you know, with between angels, between the galactic, between like the fifth dimension and the fourth and the third, it becomes very, in a sense, to the lower vibrations, it seems very black and white, you know, because it's like it seems so far away because they're still in a consciousness of separation, whereas like it's out there, and as long as they are in that kind of consciousness, it's always going to be out there, you know. So that becomes a veil, it becomes a block, it becomes a wall, you know, that you need to vibrate your way through. You can only get through it if you're in your light body, if you're fully operating in a high consciousness and a high vibration to get through it. And that's something the human mind have a hard time with too, because it's, or the human consciousness, because it wants to fix it with a linear or a logical, you know, plan or attack, you know, like, and it does not work that way. It's being unconditional love. It's being, you know, high consciousness where there's no limitations. You're limitless. You are at service. You have no attachments the way you did in the old physical, in the third dimensional or fourth even. So that's really what, if I had to explain it in words, you know, so to speak, you know, like that's the veil that many are struggling with getting past, you know. But right now we're going through the collective ascension process, and we are, you know, in the golden age already, the age of Aquarius, you know, it's happening already. So many of us is already experiencing this and have been experiencing this for a while. So, but now the majority and then the collective, you know, population are now starting to awaken, and there's all these codes coming in, there's light language coming, there's activations coming in, and people start to awaken right and left. And I see that with my clients too, that I do feel like it's picking up a lot, you know, like where before it was like they were more spread out. It was like from all over the world, you know, I got clients, you know, like now it's like there's a lot of locals, you know, there's a lot of or national, you know, like it really, you can just see that it's spreading fast, you know, and that's really one of the takeaways from that too, is that, you know, when we awaken ourselves, you know, we become a gatekeeper or a gatekeeper or a beacon of light. And that's a part of our responsibility to hold that and then pass that on, you know, and be at service. And that's how we maintain it, but it's also how we start receiving again and being in the flow, giving and receiving. So that's another part of it, is that with human is very, you know, like it have to be a certain way, very transactional or very like yours versus mine. But in energy, that works very differently. And in consciousness, you know, like consciousness is the new currency.
Yes. Yeah. A couple of people wrote in when you mentioned the galactics. I think when that veil is lifted, there is so much more opportunity to experience the angelic realms, the galactic realms, the, you know, all of these light beings that are available to us. in terms of your channeling, Peter, do you channel the galactics as well or mostly just the angelic realm?
I do a lot of galactic as well. I'm getting a lot of Arcturian and Andromedans, and there's different. I had a lot of contact lately. Like over the years, I had many, but like this last year, just to talk about 2020, there's been a lot of sightings. I've seen a lot of sightings. I've been posting a lot of pictures on social media too. You know, like they just for some reason, you know, because I'm in a receiving mode and I'm open and you know, not judging and. And no limitation or hostility from me, you know, I'm an open bridge, you know, so I'm allowing them to connect to me as well, you know. And but the angelic, like the archangels and the galactic, there's a very tight connection between them, I learned, you know, like they are kind of the ambassadors between the galactic and us, the archangels, you know. So that also kind of led me into exploring those venues or those galactic families more, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I know how much you love nature, Peter, and you love taking pictures of the sky and the clouds, and I do too. And it's you're outside a lot, you're in nature a lot, and it allows you to, see a lot. And well, that's a different story. I was gonna say you went to see the Marfa lights. You. Here in Texas, and anyway, that's a different story. But okay, I'm going to go back to some of these questions, Peter. Let's see. all right. So a lot of people wanting messages from the angels, Peter. I mean, do you do that? Like many, are you able to do that? Like Lynn said, Peter. Okay, Lynn says. Peter, do you have any messages from the angels regarding energetic healing for energy that has caused self-sabotage for too long? Thank you so much. That is Lynn, Peter.
Okay, let me check in. And I can't ask her, so I can ask the higher self permission to energy melt and connect with the higher self and allow the archangels and the legion of angels to come in, clear the space and clear the energy. The healing is really about shift in direction. It's about moving forward and not looking back. The past, there's no healing to be done. There's nothing that needs to be fixed. It's really about moving on into vibrations and realities where everything is, in a sense, already perfect because it's like it's aligning with the future. It's aligning with the ascension. It's aligning with the new world. We don't have to fix the old, and we cannot take it with us either. It's a chapter that was needed to get to where we're at now, but there's no need to look back. So it's really about giving yourself permission. It's about those inner limitations that feels that something needs to be fixed or something's not done, or it could be revenge, it could be making things right. It's like letting go of all that consciousness, letting go of all those belief systems. That's what they're saying. It's like move forward, you know, like allow yourself to just let that go, because what it does is allowing yourself to, in a sense, say goodbye to your old self and allowing your true self to come forth, because the true self is based on unconditional love and unity consciousness, not separation consciousness, which the old one was growing up in and was affected by, defined by, you know. So it's really allowing yourself to, like, you let go of something that didn't work. You know, you needed to go through that experience and you chose that, and that's okay. That's all that is. So now allow us to guide you to the next, because like I was saying earlier, everything is going according to plan. So it's really about looking for the cue, following the breadcrumbs, following the flow.
Lynn, thank you for being with us and writing in. I hope you heard that. I will come back to the webcast. I'm going to go to some live callers, Peter. First live caller that I'm going to go to is a web call, and it is Lacey. Lacey, welcome. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you, Lacey?
I'm doing fantastic. Oh, I knew I would get chosen.
Hi, Lacey.
Hi, January 11th, angel numbers, and I saw 111 and screenshot it, and then I prayed to my guardian angel and asked to be called on today. So my heart's beating so fast, and I'm just super grateful. So thank you, guys.
Aww. It's interesting, Peter. Beautiful. The call was on the 11th at 11 a.m. Pacific. With you, so that was kind of powerful. But
Lacey, I feel that too,
right? Did you notice that? Yeah,
I did, and it's I really, you know, the whole cosmic alignment too. You know, just there's a big significance to that. You know, I feel coming through.
Mm-hmm. So, Lacey, do you have a specific question for Peter?
I sure do. So, I about a few months ago lost my career job. I've been in corporate America since I got out of college about 12 years ago now, and I've just been in a period of pure surrender to the divine's grander plan for me, which I know wholeheartedly and with all my soul is not corporate America. It's definitely something within the spiritual realm, and I've just been kind of in the flow of the feminine, kind of more mm-hmm. waiting as I pray and wait for kind of the answers or the next steps to come to me. And so I'm just hoping maybe you can provide some guidance or potentially actionable next steps from my divine team or galactic team at this time.
Okay. Let's just write that down. Do I have your permission to energy melt and connect with your higher self?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I'm just going to bring in the Legion of Angels. I'm asking them to remove any wandering spirits, anything that's not of the light from this session, from this your energy field and my energy field. And allowing Archangel Gabriel and your higher self to merge and allowing the answers to come through. Let's see what I have. It's interesting because they're showing me that, you know, the fact that you lost your job, in a sense, you didn't lose it. It was a part of the plan. But also that, you know, you made a big shift there too. Like you shifted from the old masculine of getting things done point of view into the feminine, which is the divine feminine, where it actually connects you back to your soul. So it changes your world view right off the bat. And that's the most important, one of the most important places to start, you know. So you're already in that, you're in the receiving mode. So it's important that you don't allow the old masculine back in and asking for directions, you know what I mean? It's important that you come from the higher consciousness. So feel into it. Allow yourself to feel the answers, feel the guidance through your divine feminine and fully connect with your heart space and your divine soul through that. Allow that to guide you. And then always ask you, who am I asking from? If I need to know the next steps, is that my old, you know, conditioned self that's trying to sneak in the back door? Or is that really what I need to know? Because when you come into the divine feminine, it's like you already know. I know you know that. You know what I mean? You can already feel that you have the guidance. It's just like the old self is always like compromising and looking for, oh, I should maybe let him talk too, or, you know, the old self. But no, you don't have to. You want to stick with this because this is what's best for the whole, best for the highest good. So you're kind of like telling that voice to, you know, you're not a thought, you know, you're not my thought form, leave now, basically, because it's just trying to slow you down. It's trying to misdirect you, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's that balance for me between wanting to be doing and just being in that state of receptivity.
Mm-hmm. Was that helpful?
Yeah, it was, absolutely. We get the answers that we already knew that we needed, if that makes any sense, which is, that's pretty much exactly what I kind of anticipated receiving.
About trusting. It's about trusting, yeah. You know, like don't second guess yourself because you already know. So when you, as you do that more and more and you embody that more and more, then that chatter will go away and then you will just automatically just flow in the direction of the guidance, you know, the true guidance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Lacey, for being with us. I think you're kind of a neighbor. I think you're in Texas.
I am.
Right?
Yeah, you're in the Woodlands. Are you not?
Yeah, I am. I think we're kind of close from what it says here. Well, thank you for being with us. Peter's in Texas now, too. He's in Austin. Right, Peter? Are you still in Austin, Peter?
I'm both, actually, in Santa Monica and Austin. I go back and forth.
Yeah. Okay, Lacey, lots of love to you on this next phase of your journey. I'm sure it'll be exciting. Okay. All right. Bye, Lacey. Okay. A lot more hands up now. Okay. I'm going to go to 919, area code 919. You're live with us.
Hi, this is Shirley. How are you?
Hi, Shirley. I'm great. How are you?
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Peter. Thank you so much for taking my call. Really good to speak with both of you this morning. I recently relocated to California. It was just something totally and completely unexpected that happened October of last year. I left behind my children, came here to start a new job and everything, and I feel that I'm in a season, a well-needed and deserved season of just self-reflection and self-care. I am a single parent of two, so my children, I mean, they're everything to me. My focus has always been on them. But what's interesting is that now that I'm here and I just have all of the space around me kind of to do whatever it is that I want to do just to focus on myself, I feel a little bit lost. It's just really, really strange. But I really do feel that I'm in the right place. I do. I feel that I made the right decision and that I'm in the right place. So I was just wondering if you could just give me any type of confirmations on that or just any insight.
Okay, absolutely. Do you have your permission to energy melt and connect with your higher self?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm just going to bring in the Legion of Angels. I'm asking them to remove any wandering spirits, anything that's not of the light from the show. I'm just clearing the space here and connecting, energy melting with you, allowing the archangels to come back in. Show me. Your inner guidance, your intuition was guiding you to, and you felt you would not have made the choice and the move if you weren't ready for it. So this is what they're telling you too, is that, you know, you already know this, that you are actually in the right place at the right time. It's, again, it's about trusting that fully, not doubting yourself. It's so easy because you are surrounded, I can tell, by a lot of energies that not where you are at, but they are going through their own chaos, and you're feeling some of that because your senses are becoming much more sensitive and stronger, that you feel other people's emotion even more. So as they are going through their ascension journey and their dark night of the soul and all that doubt and letting go and releasing, you know, that can trigger you into thinking it's yours, some of it. So it's really about maintaining your energy field and putting up some healthy boundaries, because for you to continue from wherever you're at, you will need some boundaries to get fully through the fourth dimension into the fifth, where you won't need them any longer. But it's really about like saying what's okay and what's not okay, like not taking other people's energies on if they're not benefiting you, you know what I mean? Making sure that you just don't give yourself away too much. So, and it's not about being selfish, it's really about protecting your energy and you being you honoring that, you know. That's really what the bottom line is, that you are protecting your little family that way. And it can come in through very mysterious ways sometimes. It could come through your kids sometimes too, like secondhand, you know what I mean? So it's really about like flipping, learning how to flip that coin or shifting those energies into something that's actually happening for you, not to you. It's about shifting the perspective. That's what they're telling me. So you're in a very good place. It's just really about, like, instead of getting stuck here and try to figure it out with the logical mind and the linear thinking, you know, or trying to fit in, just allow yourself to step up and move on, you know, like, because everything around you will catch up. It will. You don't have to wait for anyone. That was the old. Allowing yourself to shine fully. And I know you know what that means.
Yes.
Shirley, does that resonate?
It really does. You're spot on, Peter. Thank you so very much for the confirmation. I just feel so light and airy right now. So thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You, Shirley.
There's a lot of light language coming through, too, so I'm sure you're feeling that.
Yes, it feels so good. Even before you called my number, I was just feeling all of this beautiful energy that was coming through. So thanks to both of you.
You're welcome, Shirley. Thank you for being with us. And best wishes on this part of your journey. You said California, right?
Absolutely, yes. California. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, have fun. And, all right.
Looking forward to it, yes. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Bye, Shirley. Okay, thanks, Peter, for that.
You're welcome.
I'll do one more. Let's see. I'm going to go to a web call from Italy. Anne from Italy, welcome. You're live.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, and welcome.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, wow. First time live. That's crazy. Okay.
Are you calling
welcome.
From Italy? That's what
yeah.
it says. Okay.
Yeah. I'm in Rome, Italy. Crazy that you picked on me, because it's funny. I didn't know this webcast was going on, and then I have some angel cards, and I haven't pulled them for months, and I pulled, they're like, pull an angel card. I'm like, why? So I pulled one. It was Archangel Raphael. So my question was, does Archangel Gabriel come through more for you, Peter, than other archangels, or like Kari was saying, or do you also connect with, you know, other like galactic beings as well? Or is it from the angelic realm?
For some reason, I have a very close tie to Gabriel, and he's been my wingman, you know, for a long time now. But I channel others to, there's really no limitation. It's about tuning in and asking, you know, like galactic or archangels, you know, or the collective or the, you know, the Federation of Light, you know, that there's really no limits. It's like we can all do that too when we learn to channel and we learn to tune our frequency and asking, you know. So I can ask anything. Yes, I can ask anyone. If there's somebody specific you want to ask, you can ask us.
And like a lot of people have had some experiences where everything was taken away from them, or they had a, you know, near death experience to experience the angels and experience other beings, or to open up spiritually. So I'm wondering why is that? And, you know, why is that necessary?
It's not always necessary.
It's not necessary.
Like, I asked them, I said, listen, don't kill me. Like, please just open me up gently. And last March, I had a skiing accident and I got a concussion. And I started like really hearing the angels. I'm like, really? Like, is this necessary to have a big jolt to the head? And why is that? Like, why do so many people have to have some kind of a jolting experience in order to experience the other realms? I was wondering.
Well, I can answer that for you. I don't have to tune in. They're working through me already. So really what it is that if we don't listen, then we need a human experience. And that is that universal 4x4, you know, like when we don't listen and we refuse to listen, you know, then something physical will happen. And it is a part of what route we're choosing in our ascension journey, you know, in our soul's journey. Really, like, you know, do you want that physical experience? It's becoming less and less the one where you're losing everything. It seems to be the majority of us who went that route, you know, and we chose that. And we needed that to fully make that separation and fully make the transition, you know. But as we're coming in now, there's much more support. So it becomes less, and we're coming into unity consciousness. So the support around us is very different than it used to be. So it in a sense, it becomes a little easier in the bigger picture. But when you go through it individually, it's still going to feel like everything is falling apart because, you know, the old identity, everything is, it has to be dismantled. It has to die, so to speak, you know, and that's scary because of the old belief systems, you know. So it's really about navigating that as easy as possible, you know, and knowing that nothing is happening to you, it's actually happening for you. And when you start to shifting your belief system into that and expect all things to work out for you as well, then you will start to, you know, not just like align with what you really want to experience, but you will clear all the stuff that was keeping you from experiencing that in the first place. So bringing you back to your core being, your core soul's blueprint, so to speak, you know, and activating those parts of yourself where the artificial, the control systems, the matrixes, you know, like that all become removed, you know, allowing you come back to the pure oneness of unconditional love. And as you ascend, you know, in as a soul, we join angelic beings, we join the galactic and so forth, up and up and up, as we start vibrating and holding those frequencies. So when every time we do that, then there's a new shift in belief system again, because then you're not speaking to them anymore. You are vibrating in the same consciousness, same frequency. They become you. You become them. There's no separation. And that's something that the human mind really can't comprehend. So that's another part of the ascension journey, you know, like, so it all depends where you ask the question from, you know what I mean? And allowing the journey to unfold, that's the key. Allowing yourself to have the full experience, because in a sense there's like, well, we know this already, there's so many who would love to be in our shoes, so to speak, you know, and have this soul experience in a physical body. There's a number I can't even pronounce that out there of souls or light bodies that would love to have a physical experience like we do. Us, when we are in a physical body, we might not look at it that way at the moment, but later we are the one who got the golden ticket, you know. So it's learning to really enjoy it and really to live through that, live with that, you know, and enjoy the ride, you know, because the limitation is part of the old programming. So as soon as we get out of that, then anything is possible. Learning to fully live again and be and create.
Both of us. We're right there with you, Peter.
Thank you.
If you have another specific question, did you want him to ask any of the archangels or whomever for a message, or was that your question?
Well, one last thing. I feel really connected to Archangel Michael, and maybe that's because I call on him so often that I feel more of a connection to him than the others. Is it just where we put our focus and intention, or are we really kind of assigned to maybe an archangel, you know, through our agreement before we're born here?
We are, in a sense, because we chose, or it's a vibration, it's a frequency, it's a consciousness, the one you resonate the most with. So that's the one that will be, you resonate with all of them, but one would be closer to your soul imprint than the others. So that's the one that's going to feel closest to you. I feel closest to Gabriel, but then Michael is the next one, you know, like they're basically brothers. So they overflow a lot, you know, like I work together a lot of times. Sometimes I have them both come in, you know, so it really is the feeling thing. It's like, yes, you're right. You know, like you did choose that.
Okay. And when you work with people, do you maybe identify the angels that they work with most when in your work, and if the packages that you're going to be presenting, like is that the type of work that you do?
I do if that's the intention, but if I work with mentorship clients, I go beyond that, because it's really about bringing them back to the full embodiment of the divine. So they will go through those levels, but it's really about bringing everything in, so it's not separate from them. Because as long as you operate in separation consciousness, then you limit yourself from expanding beyond that, you know. So I try to do a quantum leap for people. That's what I do, you know, like allow them to connect with that part of themselves that so they can bypass a lot of the physical work, in a sense, you know.
Yes, got it. Okay, thank you.
Well, thank
you. You're welcome.
Thank you, guys. That was great.
Beautiful to hear your voice, Anne, and Happy New Year.
You too. Okay.
All right. Bye, Anne. Okay. So, Peter, good time to talk about that. There are quite a few people have written in who are asking about working with you. So that's part of your offer. You have two beautiful offers for this community. They can be found, anybody wants to follow along, at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace, and you will see Peter's face. Click on that, and there are two beautiful offers here. The first offer, offer A, is one session with Peter, one private session with Peter, and offer B is three sessions with Peter. Peter, I know that that's really what you prefer is, you know, multiple sessions, because I think you're able to really get in there and see some lasting change. Is that the purpose of really wanting to work with people more than once?
It really is, because, you know, in the past, a lot of people, and I think all of us, you know, like, we didn't prioritize it. So it's like, you know, once in a while when there was a problem, that's when we dealt with it, you know. Whereas when you work with people continuously or longer term, you know, you can make changes that's going to last, and you see it firsthand, because you kind of have to bring them through both sides, you know, like, to really, you know, deprogram and allowing them to speak their story first, like whatever they're identifying with at the moment, you know, and then showing them where they can do better, in a sense, you know, like, make different choices. And when they do, then their reality shift accordingly. So really about, like, changing the beliefs and learning them to, teaching them to change their own reality and align with it. And you can do that through multiple sessions, you know. It doesn't happen overnight, you know, like Ascension Journey 2, that for some it takes their whole life. Others, you know, start really early. So it's really depending on where we're at now. But giving the majority of people where they're at right now, I would say 98% of the people in the world are, like, you know, is not awake. And so they're coming into that now, and it's happening rapidly, you know. So the more we can educate and help individuals, then they will be helping and manifesting that in their circuits, you know. And that's how it spreads faster and faster. So we are assisting others to assisting others to assisting others, you know, like, we're all coming together in oneness.
Yeah. It says here that, you know, this session, you'll answer questions, reveal anything that's hidden or suppressed or ignored. But then you follow that up with an angelic frequency tune-up that aligns and syncs up their entire energy body. So what does that mean to you more specifically? Like, an angelic frequency tune-up, is that just, are you able to scan their physical body or all their energy bodies and just see what needs adjustment?
I do. I ask for permission to energy melt and connect with their higher self. And then I do it a little differently than we do here with questions. You know, I actually energy melt so I can feel if there's anything, any blockages, if there's any entities, if there's any misalignments, you know, giving too much or anything that's blocked from the heart space, whatever it's from, you know, and following it where it belongs to. And then I can either remove it through psychic surgery with the assistance, you know, like teaching or having the client, you know, assist me as we're doing it. It's not like inversive, anything like that. It's all energetic. And then do tuning work. Like, I use a drum to break up the frequencies around people, whatever they picked up or were holding on to, and rattle. And I have some crystals I use to help as well with aligning, and some singing balls. And then channeling and om chanting as well. And then I adjust all the chakras, activating them, spinning them in the same direction so they all spin as one, instead of like one is going slow on, and it creates a lot of distortion, you know, and friction. So giving them a tune-up, so to speak, like going to the mechanic, you can say, you know, for your physical body. But can I ask you, you had a session with me once. How did you feel?
Yes.
Do you mind?
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, it was far more in depth than I anticipated. And, you know, ending the session, you know, I guess it was like the last half, you really did that tune up. And I remember the drum was very powerful. And yeah, it was a transformational session for me, Peter. It's why you're here. So, I mean, I don't have anyone on that I haven't, you know, wouldn't be able to authentically say, to really praise, and, you know, because this community trusts me, Peter. So yeah, it was a beautiful session. And what I love about you, I mean, people are able to come forth and really share what's happening. So, and sometimes people need to let that out, you know, here's where I'm at. you have a very compassionate ear in terms of listening and then guiding them forward. So, yeah, thank you for that. And, you know, I want to, someone's asking, can you do the sessions by phone? And yes, they are. They are by phone. Right, Peter?
I would say 60% of my sessions are either on Skype or a phone, yes. I have office too, but, you know, so, but most of them, especially during these times too, you know, like it's been much more, through phones and Skype, which is just as powerful. It's like we can see each other, we can hear each other, and you can do the energy work remotely, you know, there's no limits, you know, when you learn to tap into your energetic body and having the guidance and the support from the angelic and the galactic as well, you know. So, if people feel like that's a block, you know, then give it a shot, you know, and you will feel for yourself what that means, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Almost everything is done remotely now. So I guess if someone were in your area, they could probably do it in person if they wanted to, Peter. But most of this is happening virtually. So, okay, let me see some of these other questions about that. Someone was asking about the three sessions. Do we have to do them within a specific time frame?
No.
Okay.
The mentorship is different because it's a 12-week program, so I require that we do it like once a week because I don't want to lose the momentum. That's the whole point of it, you know, like keeping it up and
right.
guiding them through that whole journey. But with the three sessions, you know, it does not have to be, you know. It's not the same kind of program. So if people... whatever way that's comfortable for them will be fine, you know, within reasonable time, of course, you know.
I would say it's most beneficial to do them, you know, within a few weeks of one another to really build up that momentum or, you know, once a month or just so that there's momentum. I love that you use that word. When I used to do coaching years ago, I mean, that was what I saw. When I saw the lasting changes, it was working with people once a week or working with them, you know, at least once a month, because then you could really see what was still there that needed shifting and changing. And then they also develop a very a warm connection with you where they trust you and, you know, you provide that safe space for even greater healing and expansion to take place. So for those of you who are considering this, hopefully you'll consider the package with three sessions. And I want to remind all of you that we have the three-pay option. So you can pay for this over 3 months if that is helpful for you. Okay, Peter, someone else is asking about... you mentioned this a little bit earlier, but what is your take on the coronavirus moving forward? What do the angels say will happen?
Let me tune into that and see what the answer is right now. It's losing steam. It's like it's played its course. It's done what it was supposed to do in a sense, you know. So it will in the next 3 to 4 months, I feel what they're showing me is that it's going to just slowly, there will be so many other things going on that it's going to lose its star value in a sense, if you put it that way. Mm-hmm. Not saying it was not serious, but now there is solutions on the table and the height has been reached and it doesn't have that purpose any longer. So it will go away very fast at some point, you know, like it has still got a couple of more months on it, but it's on its way out.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. I definitely feel that as well. Someone else is asking what do the angels say about what's going on politically in America right now?
Well, they say you crazy humans. We love you, but you are a little crazy. And the light is winning, so stand up and stay on the path, basically, you know. Everything is going according to the plan. And again, it's like there's so much we don't know, and we base it on a very little foundation of the little information we do have that was kind of spoon-fed to us, you know. So, and that is part of that old system. So it's allowing ourselves to be reborn and realigned and shifting with the collective, following the flow of the new world, not trying to fix the old, because we're seeing an old system crumbling. Not saying there's nobody's right, nobody's wrong, you know, it's not about that, because there really shouldn't be any separation in the first place. There shouldn't be any right and left wing or anything, you know, like, so we, it will be brought up in a way that's gonna make people understand that they, what they believed in before was like not fully founded in truth. And that's going to be a kind of a shock at first. So in many ways, just sit down, enjoy the show. Try not to be too involved in it, because it's kind of like a stage where the play is being played out. And you don't have to take that energy on. Some people choose to, or they were hired to, you know, and allow them to do their jobs, you know, and let it. Because when we take the energy away, we don't have reactive to it, then it, we are not a part of that story any longer. We start creating our own story, you know, and learning to, and not just giving our powers away. So I could go into many more details, but they're telling me, but it's not going to benefit anyone, you know what I mean? It will just create opinions, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Stay neutral as you watch it all play out. To whatever degree you watch it or participate anyway. And okay, someone asked interesting questions about the archangels. Are the archangels actually a part of our higher selves?
Yes.
Okay.
That's an easy question, but you know, if depending on what your education or what your belief systems are, you know, and your comprehension, your consciousness, you know, like that might seem very foreign, you know, but depending when you're fully embodying your higher self and you start to energy melt and be and vibrate and embody that consciousness, at a point it becomes, it's a part of you from the future helping you. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And someone else is asking, how can I develop my connection with my team, with my angelic team or galactic team? Any guidance on that, Peter? Because a lot of people want to cultivate that kind of connection. What would you suggest?
Well, it's a repeating answer. I feel like it's been said a lot. It's really like ask, you know, like you have to connect. You know, we can't wait for something to come to you, because then we coming from, you know, separation consciousness where things have to be a certain way before we believe it. It has to be proven to us, you know. So really let go of those old belief systems, you know. If you want help, then you have to start communicating, because they are standing there. They're all around you, the galactic team, your guides, your angelic team. So the more you communicate and getting past the ego and get past any limitations or separation between you guys, then that is kind of like how you energy melt again, you know, becoming it again, because you allow that merge to happen. You allow that communication to flow freely. So you have to start somewhere, you know. You have to, like, ask for help. You have to give them permission to assist you and ask for assistance, you know. So don't feel silly, you know. Like, start journaling, start asking questions, ask for guidance, and you will get it. It will come in the most unexpected ways a lot of times. It could be your spouse. It could be somebody else, somebody at the supermarket who just bring up a conversation and is like, there's the answer. Like, so expect the unexpected. Allow yourself to be open to receive, because it's not going to come the way your consciousness tells you it's going to come from, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, and thank you for all of you who wrote in. There were a lot more questions, but I wanted to read a few of them. So, Peter, I have really enjoyed having you here, and a lot of people are writing in and enjoying you as well, so I'm really grateful to have this time together. And I hope that, you know, the people who are resonating with your energy and what you can provide and support, you know, you'll magnetize the right people, you know what I mean, to work with you. I always trust in that. But Peter, anything else that you want to highlight or any final message before we say goodbye today?
I just want to, you know, remind everybody, you know, share the love, you know. By being the love, you know, we start receiving it too. So really about allowing yourself to be the best version of yourself, because when you are that, then the world is going to give that back to you. We don't have to wait for anyone else to change, you know. By starting to want and allowing ourselves to start shifting and changing, that's when we start seeing the shifts and the changes in our own world. So allow yourself to be magical. Allow yourself to be angelic. Allow yourself to enjoy life, like in the present moment at all times. Who says you can't? You know, like we are the creator of our own reality. So allow yourself that gift, you know.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Allow yourself to be angelic and magical. All of you. Go do that today and feel that and feel that lightness and that love that you are. And Peter, thank you so much for your light and magic and love. And yeah, it was beautiful having you.
Thank you for this precious experience. It was amazing. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And to everybody who has joined us or who will listen in later, thank you for the gift of your time and your readiness and your willingness and your love, your presence today. If the information has resonated, please consider the beautiful opportunities to take this journey further with Peter and his special offers. And as we bring the show to a close, really acknowledge this grand invitation before you as we move further into 2021 to remember your divine power and purpose and potential to ride any waves of challenge or change with as much grace and ease as possible, and just continue to trust the process and return to being a pillar of light or a beacon of love or an instrument of purity and peace during this time of a personal and collective transformation on the planet. Just remember that you are brilliant, you are resilient, and you are dearly loved. Thank you for joining Peter and myself on this soulful adventure today. I am sending waves and waves of new earth grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it. And then, of course, please offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful, magical glow of yours. I'll see you all back here in this playground of light again tomorrow. Bye, everyone.